This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. And this is Sci-Fi Talk Weekly for March 14th, 2024, my episode number 90. I look around the internet for news on sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics. Here are the headlines. More Dune news. Chris Evans comes to the defense of superhero movies. Murderbot lands at Apple TV+. And House of Dragon premieres in June. And much more. There is more of Sci-Fi Talk Weekly, episode 90, so stay tuned. Screen Rant has a story on why the Harkonnen planet is black and white, according to Denis Villeneuve. He said, "The idea came from the book. One of the aspects that I love in the book is the idea that the book is a study of the impact of the ecosystem on human beings, all from the nature of the ecosystem. The human religions, techniques, and ways of survival, all their culture. We are a product of our environment. And when you want to know about the Fremen, just look at the desert, and it will inform you about the native people." I love this idea, and I tried for Gedi Prime, the home world of the Harkonnen. There's less information in the book, and it's a world that is disconnected from nature. It's a plastic world. So I thought it could be interesting if the light, the sunlight, could give us some insight into their psyche. What if instead of revealing colors, the sunlight was killing them, creating a very eerie black and white world? And that would give us information about how these people perceive reality, about their political system, about how that primitive, brutalistic culture, and it was in the screenplay. Cinematographer Greg Fraser was tremendously inspired by that, and we were making tests. I wanted a black and white that would seem alien and coming from another world, a sunlight that we had not seen in cinema. Greg came up with the idea of infrared, which I absolutely loved, and we shot the movie that way. The only thing is when you film it this way, there's no way back. You have to know that. Okay, we're doing this, and there'll be no way back. So we cannot put color after it's over. That's the thing I love about producer Mary Parent, is that she's so good. She does not operate by fear, and she supported the idea 100%. More at Screen Rant. Variety has a story on shooting the sandworm writing sequences. Production designer Patrice Vermette tells Variety, "We call them methodology meetings. It's when Denis has a new storyboard that nobody has seen, and it's all the heads of the department sitting around the table. When we get to the worm writing sequence, we were like, wow, okay, how in the hell are we going to do that? That's a big challenge." Cinematographer Greg Fraser read the script and shared similar thoughts. I read and thought, how in the heck are we going to do that? In the book, all rides a sandworm, and if we weren't careful, it could be an odd concept. So we made sure we were careful that the audience never had a concept suspending their disbelief. Sandworm was actually 90 foot long and 24 foot wide. They tested it first on a soundstage as a trial run. Then they moved it to the desert to shoot the final sequence. Vermette describes the details of the worm. "The texture was soft and textured with scales, enough for the skin to be pulled back, and we had openings for the hooks." There is much more at Variety.com. Variety also has a story about Stellan Skarsgård meeting Austin Butler's Fade Rautha. He noted that he'd laughed so hard because Austin was enjoying being that evil. Christopher Walken grew up on the novel, but said this version of Dune was something else. More at Variety.com. Chris Evans said the superhero movies deserve a little more credit. According to Deadline, at an appearance at Emerald City Comic Con, he said, "These are big, giant movies," he said during a panel. "There are a lot of cooks in the kitchen, but the empirical evidence is in, and they're not easy to make. If it was easier, there would be a lot more good ones. I'm not throwing shade. I've been part of a few that missed. It happens. Making a movie is tough. More cooks in the kitchen doesn't make it easier. A I don't want to highlight specific films in the Marvel catalog, but some of them are phenomenal, like independently, objectively great movies, and I think they deserve a little more credit. His favorite of all the movies, Captain America Winter Soldier, because he cites the movie took more risks. I agree. More at Deadline. Deadline also reports that David Dalmachian will star with Alexander Skarsgård on a new Apple TV series, Murderbot. It's based on the Murderbot mysteries and will have 10 episodes. The premise, a self-hacking security android who is horrified by human emotions, but yet is drawn to help those human, vulnerable clients. The Weitz brothers will direct, write, and produce the series. More at Deadline. House of Dragons Season 2 is set to start in June, according to Deadline. J.P. Perrette, who is the head of global streaming and games for Warner Brothers Discovery, at a media conference says it's one of the tentpole series. When we look at the next 12 to 18 to 24 months, we have all of our four biggest HBO tentpoles. House of the Dragon Season 2 coming in June, as well as new installments of The Last of Us, Euphoria, and White Lotus. What a Culture has 10 Doctor Who unmade stories we'd wish we had seen. Number 10. Rose was actually created by Russell T. Davies. The idea for the story that was mixed was that Rose was an experiment by the Doctor to create the perfect companion. Luckily, that never happened. Number 9. Killer Cats of Gallifrey. In the follow-up to The Deadly Assassin, the Who team wanted to return to Gallifrey the following season. But instead, that story being Invasion of Time with Tom Baker. The Killers of the Dark World would have revealed that the planet of the Time Lords was also a home to a race of cat people. There was to have been a gladiator-style event with an audience of cat people. They got as far as the costume sketches before it was nixed. Number 8, Jamie McCrimmon's Happy Ending. With War Games' tragic ending that had Jamie and Zoe getting a memory wipe and sent back to their appropriate time and space. However, Grant Morrison had a better ending for the comic version, and there was an alternate ending planned for the TV version, but legal issues put a stop to that. Patrick Troughton was the Doctor. More at What a Culture. The clock is ticking on Sci-Fi Talk Plus free lifetime access. Special features like creating your own playlist from over 1,000 episodes, exclusive videos, and commercial-free, uncut, and special programs like Rewind and The Mix 100. And the best part, it is free. Click on the link in the show notes for that free lifetime access. But the special offer expires on May 1st, so act quickly. And that was Sci-Fi Talk Weekly for March 14th, 2024, episode 90. Until next week, this is Tony Tolado. Thanks for listening.